For 91.9 KBCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. Pomona College moved its graduation ceremony to USC's Shrine Auditorium in response to an encampment set up by student activists protesting the Israel-Hamas war. The pro-Palestine student protesters also moved, choosing to assemble outside the relocated ceremony on Sunday with megaphones and large banners. According to reporting by the LA Times and Southern California News Group, some 100 protesters and dozens of police in riot gear clashed. Some Pomona College graduates participated in the protests, waving Palestinian flags and joining in on the chanting. Pomona College Media Studies professor Kouros Esmaili told KCAL News he supports the student protesters.
What does it mean to be too much, to stand up, right? To say, we as American taxpayers, we as participants in a college do not want our money to be used for slaughter. I don't think it's too much.
Pomona College's administration said in a statement that they'll continue to meet with student protesters as they have done throughout the year. Protests against the war in Gaza continue to take place across college campuses statewide. Governor Gavin Newsom has unveiled a plan to reduce the state's nearly $28 billion deficit. Now he just needs to get the legislature to approve it. Cap Radio's Kate Wolf has more from last week's May budget revision.
California's tax system is volatile. It resulted in a huge surplus in 2021 and emboldened the state to invest in more programs and expand. But those revenues fell in 2022 and 2023. Governor Newsom says that's necessitating cuts for already approved programs, like those for broadband and children's education and behavioral health.
You'll ask me, I'm sure, in the Q&A, why this cut. I will undoubtedly say I prefer not to make this cut. These are programs, these are propositions that I've long advanced, many of them.
Newsom is also proposing belt tightening for state agencies. He wants to eliminate 10,000 vacant positions starting next year. This is the first time the governor is recommending a multi-year approach, and he says planning ahead will get the state back in the black.
Moving from 2 years of deficits to 2 years of operating surplus is what we're recommending the legislature seek.
Nothing set in stone. The legislature still has to approve a spending plan by June 15th, and Newsom has to sign it by midnight on June 30th. In Sacramento, I'm Kate Wolf.
Newsom has also proposed cutting a number of early childhood programs in his May budget revision. The state faces a growing deficit. LAist early childhood reporter Ellie Yu explains more.
If approved, the state would get rid of a $550 million grant program to help school districts build or renovate transitional kindergarten classrooms. TK is a new grade that will be available for all four-year-olds starting in the fall of 2025. These young students need specific accommodations like having a bathroom attached to a classroom. The state would also reduce funds for a home visiting program, which offers health and educational resources to families with young children.
That's LAist reporter Ellie Yu. Also on hold is the number of childcare slots for low-income families, which won't expand until the governor says the state makes more money. Residents in San Bernardino are speaking out against the city's decision to charge an entrance fee for their upcoming State of the City event. Tickets for this year's State of the City are $75 each, and some residents are not happy. Treasurer Ortiz, a city council candidate for the 7th Ward, alleges Mayor Helen Tran and the city council are violating the Brown Act by charging for the event.
They have to be free to all that want to attend.
David Loy with the First Amendment Coalition agrees with Ortiz.
If there is a meeting of a legislative body as defined in the act, then that meeting is required to be open in public and the city cannot charge admission.
Officials did not respond to requests for comment in time for broadcast. They announced on Wednesday that the State of the City will be live streamed for the public to watch. The State of the City is on May 30th. And that's it for today's Midday News Report. You're listening to KBCR News, NPR for the Inland Empire. Have a great day.